Hello, this is John Wilkes, Chief Executive of the Institute of Health and Social Care Management, and this is my editorial podcast for Friday, April the 5th. Heartbreak. I defy anyone to watch the Kate Garraway documentary regarding her late husband's final months and not feel that we are bystanders to a broken care system. I must clarify by saying that I have the utmost respect and admiration for the brilliant people who work in the care sector, but the system itself has, I believe, disintegrated. How can it be that a very well-paid and high-profile TV presenter ends up in hundreds of thousands of pounds of debt, having been obliged to employ carers to attend to her stricken husband in the wake of his COVID hospitalisation? And you know that this could be any of us either now or in the future. A sudden illness or gradual deterioration of a long-term condition results in a need for social care. If it's your loved one requiring the care, then you'll understand the immediate financial burden that you are obliged to bear. If you're of working age, perhaps you have to hand in your notice at work or negotiate reduced hours in order to care for them yourself. Perhaps circumstances dictate that either domiciliary care workers are required or your loved ones need residential care, all whilst you manage mortgage payments and food bills. If you're retired, well, I've watched a member of my own family gradually go to pieces with the financial strain that is instantly applied as the full cost implications become clear and the scramble to secure money begins. Thousands of pounds a week may be required, with little or no certainty over how long the requirement will last. Love costs. At the same time, you may have read this week about the story of the independent carer who received a carer's allowance from the Department of Work and Pensions for looking after her mother and who took a minimum wage job at her local co-op to make ends meet without telling the DWP. After this discrepancy was highlighted, £16,000, she agreed a weekly repayment plan, but the DWP has now taken the £16,000 inheritance she received on her mother's passing by way of settling the debt. That's one of the incredible army of loving, dedicated carers operating at the very furthest margins of financial stability who must be thinking where the next kick is going to come from. Meanwhile, at our IHSCM meeting of the Living with Long-Term Conditions and Frailty special interest group last week, we heard moving testimony from contributors who both deliver care and receive care about everything from hopelessly unrealistic local authority contract fees to late payments and crippling care costs to great chasms at the interfaces of health and care provision. You'll all know about numerous local authorities now basically declaring bankruptcy, and many of you will be hugely anxious about the implications for your care businesses. And whilst we stand by and watch, hear or experience the unfolding chaos, we have a government for whom the last orders bell has been rung in their last chance saloon. The feeling I have is of complete inertia taking a firm grip. Nothing is going to change anytime soon. The only conclusion that I can draw from this is that the care sector itself must unite and combine to propose a new way of funding and delivering social care. We need to look at macro and micro finance, government and local authority budgeting cycles, and the flow of taxpayer money, property ownership, the attitude and appetite of the insurance sector, citizen and community mindset, and the profitability and sustainability of the care provider network, at the very least. On top of that, probably information or data around pension legislation, actuarial forecasting, and success examples from elsewhere in the world. But can we please get beyond Singapore? No ideas should be off the table. No proposals labelled as too far-fetched. Let's get the information together and then figure out a realistic solution. I'm done with writing editorials regularly when I'm obliged to highlight yet more issues with social care delivery and experience. We have to propose a new way. If you'd like to contribute to the process and be part of the solution, please email Charlotte Joseph, our fabulous operations administrator at the IHCCM, via cjoseph@ihm.org.uk, and she will invite you to our inaugural meeting. It's time that we led the recovery from heartbreak. Stay safe, stay strong, and thank you for the brilliant work you're all doing. Bye-bye.